After Dark. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Apothecary After Dark. This is a part two of our Zodiac Crystals and Gemstone conversation. But don't worry, because you could listen to part one or you could listen to this one first. We're not going to judge you. It's all right.
Right. So our customer said, hey, can you talk about birthstones? And I said, well, that's a great topic. Often people just associate it with like the gem traditional meanings or correspondences
which
with the birthstones.
Which are marketing, right? Marketing from like the 19-whatevers.
Yeah.
They were like, you know what can sell more jewelry? Let's make a list and say if you're a September person, you have to wear a sapphire.
Yeah. I'm wearing my sapphire earring.
Just wear what you like, by the way, and work with whatever stones you're connecting with. If a stone's speaking to you, work with it. But also, we're going to talk about the energies of the different astrological signs, like mainly your sun signs. And we're also going to talk about some of the crystals that are associated with some months, keeping in mind that we're going to start with Libra right now, which is the best sign of all 12, obviously, because it's mine and Danielle's.
We're biased.
A little
but
biased.
It's the best.
But Libra starts at the end of September, around September 21st, which is right around autumn equinox.
Yes.
Right? And autumn equinox is one of the two times in the year where sun and moon, light or day and night, have equal length. And that's very fitting for us because we are the sign of balance, or at least we're in the perpetual strive for balance.
Well, it's the perpetual strive for balance, which can also be one extreme to the next.
So, I feel seen.
But it also, in the astrological wheel, there's 12 houses. So the first six houses really deal with self.
Mm-hmm.
And then Libra is the first sign that's you as it relates to others.
Yep.
Other people, other scenarios, other aspects of the world outside of yourself. So also with justice.
Yes. What's really interesting, so the September stone for the entire month of September is sapphire,
yes,
which Danielle's wearing her sapphire earrings. I've been wearing pink sapphires my whole life. Blue sapphire is really the September stone,
right,
which is interesting because one of the stones that's associated with Libra, and what you guys can't see if you're listening, is we have a lot of crystals and bracelets in front of us, is right, lapis lazuli, which is a gorgeous dark blue stone of wisdom, of royalty, and insight. And I think that lapis lazuli does also connect energetically to sapphire, that same wisdom, insight, royal energy, because sapphire is a precious gemstone. Not all gemstones are precious, right?
Right.
Some are semi-precious, like garnet or amethyst, but sapphire is precious. They can get really, really expensive.
Yeah. And also, there's similarities between the properties of sapphire and lapis lazuli, especially Cleopatra used to wear and adorn herself with lapis lazuli. She used to make it as makeup and jewelry. It's still heavily used as an opulent, rich stone. And I always associate this rich color blue with Archangel Michael, who is associated with justice and
yes,
protection. So if you think about the scales of justice and doing what is right and just, I always associate that rich color blue paired with the gold of the included pyrite with Archangel Michael and Justice.
And very Libra.
Yeah.
Another thing that Libras get a bad rap about is making decisions. We are an air sign. We do tend to overthink, although I'm lucky because I have a Capricorn rising, so I don't overthink too much. But we are known to overthink, and at the very least, constantly sort of weigh differing perspectives. Again, thinking about those scales, weighing perspectives and other point of views. So one of the crystals associated with that is fluorite, or rainbow fluorite, which is really interesting because it's a stone of the mind, but also organizing the mind and organizing thoughts. So I really love having Libra, that Libra energy, work with fluorite for that organizational purpose.
Yeah.
And then we got opal for, I think opal is really interesting because opal is like very fun and You have like all the dazzling light play in opal. So yes. It brings out inspiration and...
It's harmonious.
The flirty side of Libra.
Oh, definitely flirty. But it's emotionality also. And a little magical and a little glam. Which
all things that we love. Are.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then our bracelets that we created align with the Libra in the sun, the rising, and the moon position. So we have lots of rose quartz and lavender quartz.
And sapphire.
Because the problem sometimes with Libra, I think in the shadow of us, is that we are people pleasers by nature. Because of that balance of the scales, we never want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, we don't want to disturb. We like to make people feel very comfortable no matter what their perspective.
So the quartz is really do help with that people pleasing, putting ourselves and our own feelings and our own self-worth at a place of equal importance to the other.
And to add that emotionality of love, because sometimes we are cerebral in thought from an air sign, so it adds in the extra.
We
are ruled by Venus too, so...
Yeah. You know, we love maybe too many people.
So
that's
then
okay.
The next zodiac sign in the calendar is Scorpio. Okay, so the dates of Scorpio are October 23rd to November 21st.
So what's the October?
Oh, the corresponding?
Just for the month of October. Is it October?
October bridges Libra and Scorpio. So there's opal.
Okay.
And then sometimes tourmaline, too.
Okay, interesting.
And then November is
the topaz.
November is topaz. So we have imperial topaz here, and then there's also like a white, yellowish topaz. Topaz comes in all different colors, and citrine, which is also good for manifestation, abundance, and self-assurance.
It's so funny. My daughter is an October Scorpio, and she super leans into opals. I'm always buying her opal jewelry, and it's interesting because there's a little bit of like a... old wives tale around
opal,
a superstition that you could only wear opal if it's your birthstone, and that if you buy opals for yourself, like opals bring tears.
I did homework and research. I did, and I said, why is there a superstition of not being able to buy opal for yourself and you should be gifted it?
Is that weird?
And they said it's an amplifier of emotions. So opal is known to magnify both positive and negative emotions. Oh. So when gifted, it's thought that the stone comes with protective intentions, grounding its energy and softening its intensity. When bought for oneself, it might amplify unresolved inner turbulence or shadow traits. And then another one's just superstition and luck. So it's Victorian era beliefs, but like it's just nonsense.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
But then the other one was a spiritual initiation. So some say it's like a mirror to the soul. So if you're not ready to face certain truths or spiritual awakenings, buying one might help unlock that too fast.
Maybe that's why they say opals brings tears.
So if you're gifted with one, they say that's the universe presenting it to you at the right time.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat. I didn't know the story
behind
it.
Where'd it come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do. You hear it. And a lot of people will come into the store and say, oh, I don't want to buy an opal for myself because they quote unquote bring tears.
I think it's okay to buy one for yourself. If you feel called to it, again, there's a reason why you're
myself.
There's a reason why you're being called to buy it. So I think always trust your intuition and it'll guide you. But I love the Scorpio bracelet.
Sometimes I wear the Scorpio bracelet.
I love it. So if you, even if you're not that sign, you can still wear these bracelets or use these crystals to harness that energy or to support you in that way. So when we customized this, we did labradorite, snowflake obsidian, and smoky quartz. And I love this combination. First of all, aesthetically, it's very cool. But smoky quartz grounds and transmutes any frenetic or negative energy or excess energy.
Mm-hmm.
So Scorpio is very deep, and it's an emotional water sign. Very mysterious, and like they are very good. They're very good detectives. They get people to tell people about them. But they don't disclose a lot about
them. No, they're very mum.
Yeah. And I love the snowflake obsidian because it helps balance the shadow and light.
Yeah.
And then the labradorite is very magical. So the gray matrix hides the rainbows behind the surface. So it's like look a little deeper within, and then you see the shadows and the flecks of beauty and rainbow hiding underneath. So,
yeah, and they also do need some protection there, which the Smoky Quartz provides, because they are such highly intuitive people. So they're getting a lot of messages to help them sort of ground those messages in and to protect them while they're receiving them.
Yeah. So, all right. Sag.
Sag starts the end of November and goes through December.
December 21st, yeah.
And Sages are little fireballs.
Yeah.
Little fireballs of action and adventure.
I love it. It's all higher learning and adventure and exploration.
They don't want to be
Sag rising.
They don't want to be held down.
No.
They need to see the world and experience it fully.
No, we need our freedom. We don't like to be boxed in, because we just want to focus on growth, insight, learning about all different cultures, learning about different places to go and things to see and different perspectives. So turquoise, which we have here, this American turquoise, it's hard to find like crystal turquoise unless it's stabilized. So we like bracelets of it. Amethyst and labradorite are good for supporting Sag because of that insight. And
yes, the vision.
It helps ground the wanderlust, because Sag is like, let's go. It's like the arrow, the archer shooting.
They got to fly. They got to fly.
They do. So when we created the bracelet for Sag, I just want to get to like the rationale of what we included and why.
You have lapidolite?
Blue lace agate. Okay, topaz and lapidolite.
The blue lace agate, because sometimes they communicate a little bit rough.
A little direct.
A little bit.
And a little blunt.
My son is a Sag, and holy cow. Mm. But it's so funny because he's a Cancer moon, so he's so sensitive. But I'm like, you could dish it, but you can't take it.
But it's coming from a place of truth and love. So it's a direct delivery, but it's coming
just
from a good
because
place.
Because it's the truth. Don't mean you gotta say it like that.
We can
that.
Soften it. So they're for the blue lace agate.
Exactly.
For sure.
Cover it down a little bit.
The topaz for the joy and the abundance and just the radiance that it brings.
And the lapidolite to like just bring you a little bit down to calm sometimes. You'd be a little excited.
It's a fire sign. It gets fiery. It definitely does get fiery. It's a mutable fire sign. So it's like all over the place. So it helps just ground it a little bit. Lapidolite opens your crown, but in a meditative way.
Yes, exactly.
Take a pill. Take a chill pill.
But also really good connecting with the whole idea of the higher learning and the joy of knowledge and learning for Sagittarius as well. Lapidolite really connects to that as well.
Absolutely.
It's so connecting to the crown and that mental energy.
Yeah, I love it. I love this combination.
So Capricorns are, they start at the end of December and go into January. I think January is what, garnet for, is it January garnet?
Well, let me see what the associated traditional ones.
I think it's
garnet.
Yeah.
January is garnet.
January is garnet, which makes sense because very grounded, right?
Yeah.
Thinking about January starting our calendar year, even if we start our astrological year in March with Aries, as a people, we've decided for 2,000 years to celebrate the new year on January 1st.
Right.
So it does have this energy of grounding new beginnings and that energy of sort of growth and going after something. And I'm a Cap rising. Capricorns are grounded, but they are ambitious. They want to make it happen in the world. And we're going to literally wear ourselves out getting what we want.
Well, you look at the top of the mountain, you're like, I'm going up there. And then you just figure out.
Yeah, and then we get up there and we're like, oh, there's another mountain. I want to be on that one.
You
it's fine.
That peak.
It's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. But Capricorns sometimes, even though they are an earth sign, again, we need that stability to help build our growth.
Yeah.
Right? So that's really important. That's where the garnet comes in. And the garnet's in our bracelet.
And then the petersite, though. We added amber and petersite.
Yeah. Amber to give the energy of the sun. Amber is basically petrified tree resin. It's not a crystal at all, but to really harness the energy of the sun to fuel Capricorn's unrelenting desire to succeed.
In a sustained way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the petersite is a storm element stone. Again, fueling fire, but also connecting your intuition to your will. Really, Capricorns are will-centered because they get they get something that they want to do and they're like willpowering through. But you do need to listen to your intuition at times because Capricorns are so earthbound. Sometimes they don't want to listen to their intuitive insight because they're like, no, no, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Like these intuitive hits don't make sense to me. So the Peter side is really leaning into that for Capricorn, right? Yeah. And, you know, just shaking it up a little bit for our Cap friends because, you know, sometimes they need to, like, get off the path every once in a while.
Well, you're a little workhorse sometimes, yeah. So you need to change it up a little bit. So the Peter side will bring that element.
Right, and to also find joy in the amber because you can't just have joy when you get to the goal. You have to have joy along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I love that.
All right.
Aquarius.
Aliens.
I love that.
I have an alien in my family, my Uncle Bobby. He's an Aquarius alien.
My niece is a little aqua. I love aquas. It's an air sign, so all about thought and communication, but they are very unconventional.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it is a fixed sign, so if you think about what still air feels like, it's outer space. So it's just like, woo, out there.
Yeah, really
out there. But
it's
on behalf of mankind. So it's betterment on behalf of mankind of how can we make everybody better.
For service, like the service of everybody. They're
free thinkers.
Super free thinkers. I once heard like an allegory of Aquarius where you would give them like directions. This is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Here are all the materials. Like, I want you to paint this room blue. Here's the blue paint. Here's the primer. And you come back 6 hours later and there's pink polka dots on the wall. Like, how did it happen? I just find that to be so funny. And it's true because every Aquarius I know has to do things their way.
Well, they definitely are unconventional. They don't like conformity.
No.
They actually are most comfortable being with the oddballs and the weirdos, and they find it interesting. And the thing about Aquarius is once they make up their mind on something, then there's no changing their
mind. No, there is. They will definitely have that stubbornness. Yeah.
And then they will add the stubbornness, and that's the fixed sign placement. So we created Aquarius with purple fluorite.
Again, connecting to the mind to bring a little structure.
Exactly. So purple fluorite. So it connects to the crown and the higher thinking. And then we did the purple fluorite, aquamarine, and angel light. Mm-hmm. So the aquamarine and the angel light, aquamarine connects to the ascendance to bring the calm, the communication, the emotional balance, and then also to support their unique ideas with clarity and compassion. But then we added the angel light to align with their moon sign, which is their emotions, because sometimes aquas are seen as cyborgs, like they're very stoic and not very connected to their emotions.
Right.
So that helps bring inner peace and higher purpose, as well as emotionality. So the traditional like crystals associated with that is amethyst is good for that. Labradorite's good for that. Fluorite's also good.
Amethyst is also the stone of February, right? So you have garnet for January. Amethyst is February. I know this because my stepmother is an Aquarius that's born on February 1st, I believe.
So February is amethyst and March is aquamarine. Yes.
Speaking about aquamarine, I don't know why I always connect aquamarine with Pisces, of the month of March.
It's an important one.
But it's the two fish. So again, aquamarine makes sense. Water. They are a water sign.
It's very dreamy. It's the last sign of the zodiac.
And they represent the totality of all the experiences of the 11 signs that come before them. Yeah. They are deep, they're dreamy, they are
wise
and intuitive.
But if things get too serious or too intense, they want to swim away.
Yeah, they don't do...
It's a little escapism.
Yeah, they definitely have a tendency to escape and to swim on out of here, right?
Slippery fish.
I love our Pisces bracelet, it's honestly. Dreamy. Like, I'm a little jealous of it. We have Morganite, which is a pink stone of the heart and restoring childlike joy and wonder to the heart.
Innocence,
yes. Mm-hmm. And then we have angel or quartz, which I love because I think that Angel Aura Quartz reminds us that joy is our birthright. Like, are we living joyfully? And when you think about Pisces being the totality of the 11 signs that came before it, like, we've gone through all this experience. And, like, what's the point of this whole thing? Well, it's to experience each other and have enjoyment in each other, right?
Yeah, and it's very wise and, like, ethereal. So they're very psychically gifted, and, like, it also taps into their spirit guides.
And then finally, Amethyst, to help connect them to their spirituality and their innate wisdom. And again, Amethyst connecting back to the month of February, and then...
Yeah, and it's also very purifying. And, you know, one of the shadow aspects that can sometimes be associated with Pisces is... be careful of, like, addiction for that escapism. Amethyst is also
very good for that.
Good for addictions and detoxifying and purifying, and it literally means not drunk.
So cool. Yeah. I love it.
It just, you know, not to say anything about, like, Pisces, but I'm just saying it's, like, one of the shadow aspects of that, that desire to escape or not deal.
So
I think that's
a lot of information. Yeah. I think this is the most information we've probably ever tried to jam-pack into one of our podcasts.
So we have two decks, crystal focus decks that we brought.
Yep, Crystal for Beginner by Judy Hall and Daily Crystal Affirmation by Heather Eskenazi. Yeah. I hope that's how you pronounce her name. Yeah. I don't know.
Guessing. We figured we will pull a card just to see what the inspiration is for the next 2 weeks or so until our next episode.
Yes.
So you can pull your card first.
Okay, let's see. What am I gonna get? I'm a horrible shuffler, y'all, as you know. I say this every episode. Tiger Eye. So Tiger Eye is a stone of the solar plexus. It's a stone of courage, of self-esteem. It's also the divine masculine. So divine masculine leadership, qualities of safety and security as well. And you could even use it for a little bit of manifestation if you want. It's really good if you have self-worth issues and, like, again, issues with self-esteem. So I'm thinking, you know, we're like leading into spring, the flowers are bursting out, like, feel good about yourself. Shake up some of your wardrobe. Yeah. Maybe lean into the color yellow or gold, which is the color of Tiger Eye, to sort of lean into the energy.
Yeah, that's a wonderful crystal. I got shungite, and it says detox your life, just what I was just talking about. And I wanted to check out the affirmation because it says your mind, body, and spirit need a system reboot, and shungite is extraordinarily purifying. So the action says, affirm, I nurture myself by giving my system what it needs and releasing what it does not. Today, while you eat, put down all technology and be mindful and present during your nourishing meal. So this is detox your life, all aspects. Like, use this springtime to purge what
spring
no longer
cleaning.
Serves. Do that spring cleaning. Get rid of stuff not aligned and just be present and just, you know, reboot. And feel great. So I hope this was helpful.
You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us and joining us on this episode. As always, follow us on all the socials at Amityville Apothecary, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Our website is shopamityvilleapothecary.com. Every Friday night, we do a live sale on Instagram at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, where you could shop all the things and get a discount and have a lot of fun with us live and in person.
Yeah, and we're always happy to make recommendations. So, you know, let us know your feedback. Let us know your questions. If this resonates with you, what works well, what doesn't. We love to hear all of that. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to us today. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, so be sure to come back for the next episode.
And make sure to follow us on social media. It's the fastest way you can get in touch with us at Amityville Apothecary, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And of course, like, subscribe to this podcast. We are eternally grateful for your support.